Being so close to the festival of Pesach, Passover, it's a proper time to think, what does it teach us? I mean, beyond the fact that it's a history, and we can learn how things happened, and our ancestors, it's so nice, very nice. But also, from everything that a person hears, and everything that a person sees, has to be able to learn a teaching for the daily life. What's the story of Passover? The children of Israel were slaves in Egypt. And through Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, God took us out of Egypt, and we spent 49 days in the desert, and then we received the Torah at Mount Sinai. Now, the whole idea of being slaves in Egypt, it's a very tough thing and a very hard thing, very bitter thing. But if you really think about it, wait a second. We were slaves in Egypt to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and then we went out of Egypt and we became slaves of God. So it doesn't make any difference. We're slaves. So what does it really mean to be free? Pesach is about freedom, but what does it mean? The idea is like this. Every single creature in the world, you can put it into one of four categories. You have inanimate objects like minerals, then you have plants, vegetables, and then you have animals, and then you have human beings. The human being is not like a better animal. It's a different, infinitely different type of thing. It's a human being. Each one of these creatures actually has a way of going beyond itself, of like really, really becoming something infinitely higher. When a plant absorbs a mineral, the mineral becomes plant. Oh, infinitely higher. When an animal eats the plant, so the plant becomes animal, infinitely higher. When a human being eats the animal, the animal becomes human being, infinitely higher. Now, how does the human being become infinitely higher? Only when he gets in contact with the infinite. What's that? The infinite light of God that is inside the Torah, inside his wisdom and his teachings given to the Jewish people at Mount Sinai in order to share with everybody else. Okay, but the Jewish people received this Torah in order to share it, and then at that precise moment, they became one together with God, and they went beyond, infinitely beyond their human minds and in the human beings, regular human beings. This is what actually going out of Egypt means. In Hebrew, the word Egypt is called Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is actually composed, it's just like a different word, which is Metzarim. Metzarim means limits, oppression. What does it mean that the children of Israel left Egypt through Moshe Rabbeinu? Of course, with God's strength, it means that not only a history fact that happened so many thousands of years ago, it also means that today each one of us has the power to leave Egypt, his own Egypt, his own limitations of human being, of human mind, etc. How? Connecting to God. How do you connect to God? Through Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that mean, Moshe Rabbeinu? One of the ideas behind this, our sages in Kabbalah, in mystics, they teach that the leader, the Jewish leader of each generation, is the Moshe Rabbeinu of that generation. And nowadays, we have a leader, and the leader is the Rebbe. The Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, he is the Moshe Rabbeinu of our generation, and through him, we go out of Egypt. We learn to go beyond ourselves by connecting to God. So the idea is not that we need the Rebbe to connect to God. No. You yourself, each human being in the face of the earth, has the power, the strength to connect to God. And God is waiting for that. So the Rebbe teaches you the way. Not that, again, you don't need the Rebbe itself to connect to God. No, you connect to God. The Rebbe teaches you the way for this particular generation. Each generation has different ways, different challenges to connect to God, different ways of connecting, different challenges to connect to God. But the Rebbe teaches us in this generation, he's our Moshe Rabbeinu, he's our leader that takes out of Egypt. That means teaches us how to overcome our own limitations. So we should use this festival of Pesach to think about freedom, to think about being slaves of God, which is the real freedom, because we go beyond our own limits of human beings. We should use this time to think about these ideas, connect to God, and really transcend our own human being, mind and hearts and beings. A kosher and freilichen Pesach, this is the typical the way we say "gut yontef," that means we wish another person that he should have a happy and an appropriate, according to the food that we can eat, we cannot eat, etc., in Pesach, for everybody else, with real, real happiness.